Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Draft week is here. 97.1 Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg in today on a Monday, and we have arrived to draft week.
Wow, we've been talking about the draft of Detroit for, what has it been, a year and a half? Since they announced it, maybe it's almost 2 years since they announced it. Oh, we're going to go. We just hope we have a good team by that point. Well, check that box. We have a good team.
Picking 29. Yeah. Not bad.
Could be late night.
Long night.
Long night. I mean, most football fans, or not most, I would say a lot of football fans are going to stay up for the entirety of the first round. Detroit Lions fans are going to be forced to stay up for the majority of the first round. If you stay up to 29, I mean, you might as well just wait and see the other three picks because you've gone that far. Might as well be all in.
Might not even make a pick that night. Holmes has warned us like three different times. And, so who the hell knows?
They might not make a pick, but you also might not have to wait that long.
Trade up.
Mm-hmm. Lots to go on.
This is a week that we've been waiting for. And in terms of like, hey, I do think this is a must attend if you're a sports fan. This is in your backyard. It's a free event. The center of the NFL universe is in Detroit, Michigan. I don't know if people are actually ready, though, because we're talking about this. We are not a city of mass transportation. We're not. We're the Motor City. Everybody right. gets in their car and they drive places they want to be. But if you've listened to Heather's news or if you clicked on any articles in the last couple weeks, they use phrases like shuttles and phrases like pools. And you're going to go somewhere and then you're going to get pools. On the queue line.
Pools.
Like carpools.
Where are we going swimming? We get pool party? Along with watching the draft?
I don't know if they're using pools.
Water
rings. But I get what you're saying.
My point is, like, you're going to go somewhere and then you're going to get ferried in. That's a lot of what's being discussed. And I don't know if people are really ready for that. Last time I was on the People Mover, it was to go to Joe Louis Arena. And it was, you know what I mean? The queue line doesn't go far enough up to where I live. So there's going to be an adjustment for people. And if you haven't made plans, this is a reminder. Make your plans.
Yeah. Heather, just because you've had this in your news, mm-hmm. have all of the road closures, are they complete? Like,
I don't know how many phases of road closures right. there are, but phase four is in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phase four is it. If there's a phase five, it's about to happen.
Yeah.
I would say they're probably all in.
And so I was actually looking at the maps and other than the, I don't know, the four or five blocks around, you know, Campus Martius and that whole deal down there where they're going to be hosting the draft, it's not as dramatic as I thought it was going to be. I thought basically the entire from 375 to 75 to the lodge, it was going to be all shut down, but it's not. It's really just around Campus Martius. They're in a four or five block radius. And that's not going to probably be the issue. The issue is going to be you could drive down there and you could probably be in gridlock and you could move around, but you aren't going to have a lot of options for parking.
And if you do, it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the whole game going into Thursday. But
Yeah. So what were the numbers of the other cities that have had it? I think.
So the record was Nashville, 600,000.
Yeah.
Last year was Kansas City, I believe the second most ever, over 300,000.
Right.
Philadelphia, I think, had 250. Chicago's had 225. And there are others that have hosted too, but that's kind of your range. And I've seen estimates. People think Detroit could have 400,000. Think about it. Proximity to NFL markets, Chicago and Cleveland. Yeah. The fact that we love the draft for years because it was our Super Bowl for years, and now we can shift to the actual Super Bowl. But that interest level is still there with Detroiters and football.
And I think that's why everybody is saying, you know, trying to find whether it's buses or it's joining forces to get downtown because it is such a drive-to destination for other NFL cities. You know, I mean, everybody in Pennsylvania, like both teams, they're within driving range. Those in Ohio, those in Indiana, Wisconsin.
Well, and the fact that Chicago Illinois has the number one pick and another in the top 10, I bet you there will be a bunch of Bears fans in town this week.
Sure. It would be ridiculous if they weren't. They've got two top 10 picks. Yep.
So the crowd's going to be great, big, exciting, a lot going on. All starts Thursday night. We're going to be talking about it throughout the show today and the rest of the week. Guys, it's draft week. You heard in the update, Buddy Kennedy with a home run. And the Tigers take 2-3, Casey Mize's first win since 2021. John, 2-3, thoughts?
It was fun. And yesterday especially because they hopped on early and just never looked back. And Casey Mize has been very good. We've talked about him, and it was kind of interesting. I didn't realize until I heard it in the update that they've won every time he's started, but he hasn't been able to get that one in the win column.
That's why
he finally does.
Stupid.
Well, it is, but it's when you're looking at it now, and you look at how he has pitched this year, and you look at Skubal, Mize, it even when Manning has come up, like. Other than all of the homegrown talent has been pretty good. And Flaherty wasn't bad, but Maeda he's been a tough watch. It's been hard to get support behind him, especially for a team that now, they were knocking the ball around. They were opportunistic if you call seven hits knocking the ball around. But when runners on base, they did a good job of knocking them in. And other than that, it's been a struggle offensively. And if you have a pitcher that's getting behind early, doesn't bode well.
Yeah, pivotal moment in that game was early in that game. Casey Mize walks a couple guys in the first inning. It's like, oh boy. You know, for a team that doesn't score many runs, you go down early. Uh-oh, here we go. That was the story from the previous day. A couple runs can hurt you. He gets out of it scoreless. Then he settled down. And he said he didn't have his best stuff, but I kind of appreciated that a guy who maybe didn't have his best stuff, was still going splitter low, still had the velo on the fastball, competed, didn't give in, could have conceded a run or two early, didn't, ends up going six scoreless. And, you know, is he going to live up to being the number one overall pick? I don't know if he's going to get enough swing and miss, but I think Casey Mize off to a good start and an arm that this team desperately is going to need because you're right, the way they're going to win this division is a lot of low-scoring games. And you're going to need a guy every fifth day besides Tarek Skubal. Casey Mize, yeah. I think that was a headline from the weekend. And then the other one was Buddy Kennedy. Who? Guy wasn't on the Tigers MLB roster when the weekend started. He ends up hitting a home run in his first technical at-bat as a Detroit Tiger.
Yeah, first credited at-bat.
Yeah, because he had the walk
and sack fly.
Yeah. Buddy Kennedy.
Yeah, I was listening to the game on the radio, and I heard that too. Like, he gets the sack fly, and oh yeah, he hasn't actually had a legitimate at bat yet, or at least a credited at bat. And then I was following along on the GameCast, and next up at, or I get the notification on my phone that says, you know, Buddy Kennedy home run. I'm like, wow, this kid batting 1,000 with the home run. And he got a home run before our home run champ is even able to get his first.
So guys who have hit a home run before Spencer Torkelson, the list now includes Buddy Kennedy. If you had told me before the season that Buddy Kennedy would hit a home run before Spencer Torkelson, my response would be, who the bleep is Buddy Kennedy?
Right.
And how many days into the season is this going to be? If you told me it was going to be nearly late April, early May, I go, no way, no chance, but here we are. We'll talk Torque a little later in the show. 702, I want to label him. And it's not bust. I'm not going to do like over-the-top stuff. But I did note something interesting from Spencer Torkelson over the weekend. We'll get to that at 7:02. Steve Yzerman spoke on Friday. Kind of gets lost in the shuffle of the weekend. John, my very first job was in the Meijer meat department. I don't know if you knew this about me.
No, I did not.
And I was...
You were a meat packer.
I was doing a lot of sweeping and cleaning up and sanitizing. But I worked behind the counter, and if you wanted your ribeye steak, we'd get that for you.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is...
Were you cutting?
I was not. Just, they were not going to trust me with the blade.
You're just packing.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
What I want to do is at 6:35, I want to present to you choice cuts from Steve Yzerman. Okay? He spoke for 41 minutes. We're not running 41 minutes of audio. But I have some choice cuts. I will present them as cuts of meat to you. We'll play the audio cuts. We'll go through some of the most interesting, juicy, flavorful comments of Steve Yzerman at 6:35.
So before we get there, I mean, what's your favorite cut?
Every day, it would be a New York strip. You want to do it up a little more? I love a ribeye.
Okay. Now you're getting there.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you just, if you're going to, you know, I mean, the price isn't really,
I know. It's not that much more to go up to a ribeye. Yeah,
why wouldn't you just make your everyday cut a ribeye?
I don't know.
Treat yourself.
Thank you, John.
You deserve it.
I appreciate having your permission. Part of your weekend was the Michigan spring football game. I got a really dumb question for you, and I want your thoughts on the game. We'll do that coming up next. Sound good?
Yeah, it sounds great.
All right, perfect. It's 97.1.
Hey, the draft is here. We've got playoff hockey. Not here, but we've got playoff basketball. Again, not here, but it's going on, and a lot of great moments in sports. And if you want to dive into the best pool in history, that's Stadium Swim, and it's located at Circa Resort and Casino. And the reason I say that is because you could catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. You could chill at one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen at Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch all your great sporting events. Swim up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and one nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, and it's located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Buddy who? Buddy Kennedy. Dan Dickerson on the call. You realize Buddy Kennedy joined the organization February 29th.
Of this year?
Of this year.
Oh.
And was chilling in AAA. He comes up with a Gio Urshela injury, hits a home run. Tigers take 2 or 3 over the weekend. Who?
I know. I was, like I mentioned, I was driving. Jack was in the car, and he actually said that. He's like, who's this guy? I'm like, supposed to be a sports talk guy. I don't know. What, you don't know the roster dead? I'm like, yeah, I do, but I don't know who this guy is.
He just joined the team over the weekend. Yeah. Tom made a point. He goes, Gator studies like AAA mudhens. If he doesn't know who Buddy Kennedy is,
yeah,
everybody's off the hook.
He's come out of nowhere.
I think this guy might be the ultimate WTF-er. And instead of using what, it's who.
Well, and part of what plays into it is he's got a name that if you heard it once, you would remember it and be like, you may not know anything about him, where he was, what side of the plate he hits from, what position, but Buddy Kennedy, like, you would think that name would ring a bell.
Yeah, I heard some of the pregame on Friday, and I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Because they were talking about him being there, and he just had gotten there, I guess, allegedly. And,
yeah, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because he flew in from the Toledo was on the road and somewhere in New York.
It's like, I don't even know. He's so, like, obscure. I don't even know if they sent out, like, an alert. Like, or if they posted on their team Twitter or anything like that. Yeah, I just, and then he hits a home run. It's so beautiful.
We'll talk obscure Tigers at 7:02, plus a label for Torkelson. I don't think it's a bad one, guys. It's an observation from the weekend. Tigers took 2 of 3. Steve Yzerman choice cuts at 6:35. We got Brandon in Woodhaven. Brandon, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. So, yeah, I wanted to talk a little hockey from this weekend. So, you know, especially watching that Winnipeg Jets Colorado Avalanche game, man, that was sad, you know, just watching the crowd, how electric it was, the towels waving and the chants and all that stuff that comes with playoff hockey. It's the best playoffs in, you know, all of sports, I think. So it's just a little depressing knowing what the Red Wings, you know, had going in January and then watching the downfall.
You picked the exact game that I did. Most people, you would think, paid attention to Washington and the Rangers because that's the spot the Wings would have been in.
Yeah.
But, Brandon, I found myself watching what you said, which was the energy in the crowd in Winnipeg and going, that could have been us because this city would have rallied the way Winnipeg did with the whiteout and the loud crowd and epic game. I thought what you thought.
Yeah, we saw that the last home game, you know, that energy, the comeback, the story. It was all leading up to a home playoff game, and you know, we just didn't get there. It's just, you know, a little depressing on Monday.
It is.
Yeah. It's funny Brandon would bring that up, too, because we talked about that pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't a focus this weekend with the NBA playoffs. I mean, does the NBA even exist in our world right now? Because the Pistons were so bad. And they were, other than starting 2-1, they were out of it in game 4. And we have just kind of forgotten about him because there's been no topics, there's been no conversation other than Troy Weaver. Now he's back. Who's going to be the president of basketball operations? And then the Red Wings, there was an exhaustion factor after that one was done, like, because
can you stomach playoff hockey after knowing you were so close? And I agree with him. I think it's the best postseason in sports. So I did watch some, but I definitely didn't feel the way I normally do. Over the weekend, we had the spring football game in Ann Arbor and in East Lansing. But, John, you were not in East Lansing. You were in Ann Arbor.
No, yes.
A dumb question. Why don't we know who Michigan's quarterback is? Reigning national champs, they didn't hit the portal. They don't have, like, a stud key returner. I know that's been a talk about, you know, the battle and all the guys that played. What were some of your takeaways?
Well, I mean, we don't know because they haven't decided. And, I mean, it's as simple as that. And even a couple of years ago with Jim Harbaugh having Cade McNamara, who was returning Big Ten champ, and J.J. McCarthy, like, we still didn't know at that time who was going to be the starting quarterback. And so they've got some good candidates, but they're all young, all inexperienced. And we can sit here and talk about Alex Orji, how he did get some time last year, about like J.J. got in 21 when Cade was the starter. He was the guy that they brought in as the changeup. Well, that was Alex Orji's position last year. And he looked good.
Are we ending with G now and not G with his last name?
Well, it is pronounced or G.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. We can make all the jokes we want. You know,
I genuinely thought it was orgy because that's what everybody said.
Well, that's
what Robert Griffin III said.
Right. Yeah. He's the one that. Yeah.
Aju.
Yeah. Right.
Aju.
Well, I look like way too early top 25. Georgia knows their quarterback. Ohio State, whether he's good or bad, they brought in a transfer, and Will Howard, they think they know their quarterback. Oregon, same deal with Dylan Gabriel. Texas knows their quarterback. Notre Dame knows their quarterback. Ole Miss knows their quarterback. Even Penn State, Missouri, I'm not saying they're better than Michigan. Alabama, Utah, they know who their quarterback is. In the era of the portal, it feels weird for a premier program off a national title to be like, I don't know, maybe we'll take the guy who can run a little bit as a sub package and he'll be the quarterback, or it'll be someone else who's an even greater unknown.
Well, it's still the offense is still going to be based on the run, and it's going to be Donovan Edwards, Khalil Mullings. And then after that, it's also going to be about the run with the quarterback position. That's going to be an extra added weapon with Alex Orgie. And yeah, they're going to be able to throw the ball a little bit, but they've got to figure out, okay, who's going to be, the bigger questions are, who's going to be the studs at receiver? Transfer portal's open. I'm sure they'll be active in going to try and add to, Fred Moore looked good. Samaj Morgan. We've got some guys that look good, but we don't, you're looking for that stud receiver. And I don't even know if there's one available in the portal. But, and when you talk about the quarterback position, I think it's Alex Orgie's job to lose. He's the clear front runner. Davis Warren looked really good. He's looked good in every spring game that he's performed in, but he continues to progress. And obviously everybody was curious to see what Jaden Davis, the four-star.
Highly recruited, yeah.
Out of North Carolina. So and he looked fine too, just looked young.
The over-under set at 9.5 for Michigan, and the under is like a -190. So 9-3 is kind of the expectation for Michigan right now. Tougher schedule. You lose 18 guys to the NFL draft process and a head coach. It's going to be one of those years to monitor.
But you also have...
You don't like me selling them short to nine
no,
wins.
No, no. I think 9 wins is probably spot on. And okay. The question is going to be with the expanded playoffs, does 9-3 with the schedule get you into the playoffs? It very well could, and it depends how it all falls. Yes, you're 18 guys, but the talent that'll be in the draft next year is going to be much more high end. Mason Graham, Kenneth Grant, Will Johnson.
Defense. I mean, a lot of defensive guys. Yeah. All right, we'll get to my meat counter days coming up at 6:35. Let's go to Heather with the news.
Well, guys, a community is mourning after two young siblings were killed and more than a dozen others were injured on Saturday when this suspected drunk driver crashed into a birthday party in Monroe.
This is horrible.
You probably heard this story. It was all over the news this weekend. It happened on Saturday afternoon, right around 3 p.m., when a 66-year-old woman just plowed into the Swan Creek Boat Club where this children's birthday party was taking place. An 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother were killed. 15 others, including children and adults, were injured. There were emergency responders. Helicopter crew were there. They transferred 3 children and 6 adults to local hospitals in serious condition. Several others were taken to hospitals as well in private vehicles. It's just a devastating situation. It's believed that the suspect, whose car actually landed 25 feet into the building. So imagine the speed at which this woman was driving to plow through the wall of this building
and keep
going inside. They believe that she was at a bar at this tavern, Verna's Tavern, earlier in the day. That's now also being investigated to seeing what... I mean, this was 3 p.m. too, right?
Yeah, 3 a.m. Yeah.
Not 3 a.m.
Yeah, right.
3 p.m.
Yeah.
Middle of the day on Saturday.
Kid's birthday party.
You guys see the Ring Bell footage? Two separate Ring Bells picked up the car.
Oh,
speeding.
I didn't see it.
I've been there before a couple times. This is a very popular place down in Monroe where people hang out. And actually, we got an email for our school district, Huron, there because it's right next to us, Flat Rock, where these kids went with grief counseling. The kids are going to be asked. They've hit pretty close to home. The Ring Bell footage is...
Is it chilling? Like, to see how fast she was going?
Yeah, and it's like...
I just got
it
goosebumps.
Makes no... I'm telling you what, where this is at... It makes no sense for her to be driving the way she was. And I mean, obviously, the allegedly under the influence here and stuff, but I mean...
There could be more to the story that we don't know. I mean, maybe she was under the influence and maybe she also suffered a medical emergency.
Yeah, well...
Altogether. I don't know. I mean, we'll find out more, but it sounds like alcohol is what did it.
Yeah.
More devastating news. An 8-year-old is in critical condition after accidentally shooting himself in the head on Friday. This was in Warren. Investigators say both parents and 2 other children were home when the shooting took place. And investigators are now obviously looking into whether the gun was safely and securely stored. The Warren police sergeant says that the accidental shooting is a tragedy that happens all too often. And he says that if you have a firearm at home, please lock it up, secure it, and keep it away from your children. And he believes that this child knew exactly where the gun was located. This wasn't something he just randomly stumbled upon, knew right where it was located. And of course, there's now a law in place, and the owner of the gun could face a felony charge, fines up to $10,000, and a prison sentence of up to 15 years. Obviously, that's a little bit more if it results in a fatality, but it's just devastating when you hear these stories over and over and over again. Something needs to change for sure. In other news, the University of Michigan debate team clinched their first national championship this month. On April 8th, the team won the first national championship in the Ann Arbor program's 121-year history. So good for them. The annual tournament was held April 4th through the 8th, and over 4 days, 78 teams representing 47 universities and colleges in two-person teams, debated whether the United States should restrict its nuclear forces. And it sounds like the prep for this is all, like, that's all these students do, right? They spend their days researching and studying and writing and preparing. And so congrats to these two.
Do we know if Connor Stallions helped them as well?
His name was not mentioned in the article.
Okay.
Luke Bryan, he fell flat on his back while performing in Canada Saturday night. And if you look at videos, it looks at first like he slipped on a fan's cell phone. But there is some other footage that shows he might have slipped and then fallen on the phone. Either way, after falling, he laughed it off and he joked that the fan would be expecting a call from his lawyer. And then apparently he did ask to see the footage and played it for the audience. You got to embrace it when things like that happen to you.
Yeah.
You got to go with it.
That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Steve Yzerman, the choice cuts, the most interesting things he said at the end of the season. It's 97.1.
Hey, I've got some big news from Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration. Aesthetic Everything just named him the top hair restoration surgeon in the Midwest and one of the top aesthetic doctors in America. Congrats to him. And it's pretty incredible that he is right here in Metro Detroit, making it easy to restore your hair by the very best. So if you've been thinking about going to see him, get in now and look younger and feel more confident with a thicker head of hair by summer. Also, the sooner you see him, the more options you have. Dr. B does so much more than just hair transplants. He has the most up-to-date, well-researched medical therapies and natural pathways to stop your hair loss and improve thickness. With treatment plans that fit almost every budget, Dr. B takes the time to create a custom plan that's just for you. And you know what? He guarantees all of his treatments. So call Michigan Hair Restoration and speak to Maria. Make sure you mention 97.1 and you're going to receive a complimentary natural hair remedy treatment at your consultation that's valued at $1,000. For more information and to schedule a consult with Dr. B, go to MichiganHairRestoration.com.
Busy week ahead with the NFL draft. Want to take a quick peek backwards. Steve Yzerman spoke on Friday. We had a lot of questions about the end of this Red Wing season. Ton of questions going into next year. He spoke for 41 minutes. John, I will spare people 41 minutes of Steve Yzerman. And I'd like to get to the choice cuts, if you will.
Okay.
I'd like to get back to my roots. Told you my first job was working at a meat counter, Meijer. And I'd like to present you some of what Steve Yzerman said in the form of, and I think you're on board with this,
cuts of meat. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will present them like a butcher, and we will start with the ribeye, the one on everybody's mind. Steve Yzerman talking about Derek Lalonde's future. Catch you off guard?
His tone caught me off guard. Little chuckle at the beginning, like...
No lingering question.
Can't believe you asked this question.
Why would there be any question?
You know, not for me.
Maybe for you guys in the media, but not for me.
Yeah, and so it's obviously when you have a collapse the way that they did. And so Yzerman is... I'm trying to figure out... I've been trying to figure this out since I heard it on Friday. What he is evaluating and how he is seeing this through his context, through his eyes. Obviously, it wasn't up to the standard that we thought in regards to making the playoffs, especially when you start to reevaluate and you recreate standards and move the goalposts throughout the course of the season. You're 9 points above the cut line at the end of February. And odds are heavy in your favor that you're going to make the playoffs. And then to have the collapse the way it did. I know there was an injury. I know he talks about that. And I know that there were some other things. There was, you know, the sickness that we heard about going through the locker room. I don't really care. I more care about how did we miss the playoffs when we were in such an advantageous position? And where was the collapse? And how much did the coach, how much was he responsible for it?
See, that's what we had talked about, right? He says there was a compete level. I don't know that that was always evident at the end of the season. I mean, it was the last three games of the season. They had to dig themselves out of some slow starts, which, again, I would point to why you're starting slow in the biggest games of the season. There were defensive breakdowns. I feel like some of that is fundamentals, coaching, mindset, compete factor. I don't know that that was a truism for the entire season. I do feel like that was fair to question. Whether he questions it or not is different, but I do feel like there should have been questions about Derek Lalonde, but this is Iserman's conservative approach, which he has stuck to. We will go, you know, slowly but surely forward. He highlighted progress and the fact that he was disappointed with the finish, you know, not getting in the playoffs. And but Lalonde's coming back.
This is a sport that I'm 100% trained as a fan. Mm-hmm. I didn't play the sport. I can't skate very good. All of those different things, right? I break the ice when I fall. But, and so I give, obviously, Iserman and Lalonde, when we listen to them talk, they have forgotten more hockey just sleeping this weekend than I would know in my entire life. So that's the context that I'm bringing to this conversation. But I have watched a lot of really good hockey when Iserman was a player and growing up in the formative years, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I always go back to the principles of just sport and team and competition. And when he talks about the compete level, and maybe I was off, way off, when I talked about at the end of the year, when the team took the ice, it was a different team every time they came out of the locker room. First period versus second or third period, even game to game. Like, it just felt like it was a different team. And I'm wondering how the compete level is always there if that's how you're coming out of the locker room in the second period or the third period.
And again, those Arizona games, I'd question whether there was compete in those games. But Iserman saw enough to keep Derek Lalonde. The next cut is a New York strip. This is my favorite cut.
Okay.
The thing that stood out to me, maybe not everybody else's favorite, but something I appreciated from Steve Iserman. This is him talking about, you mentioned no Dylan Larkin and whether or not he thought they should have won more games. I thought that's telling. So I have respect for him acknowledging that. Like, it's not an excuse that Dylan Larkin got hurt.
Right.
Find a way to get another point. I mean, come on, guys. I built a collection of hockey players, not one. I don't have Connor McDavid mixed with Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux. Like, Larkin's really valuable. He's really good. It's fair to say we should have won more games when he was out.
Yeah, especially when you have guys that have been in playoff chases, that have been in playoffs, won Stanley Cups. You would have thought that there would have been a rallying of the troops. All right, fellas, this is, hey, our number one guy's out. Here is what we have to do. And the players holding each other to a little bit more accountability. And I think that all goes back to the compete level. Like, if you get when somebody goes down and there's an injury, all of a sudden that sucks. There's no question about it, but it creates opportunity for everybody else. And no one stepped up to grab hold of that opportunity other than, I mean, Lucas Raymond, you could say he did, but
eventually.
He was there, but he was there throughout the course of the year. It wasn't just that moment where, yeah, he stepped up big in big moments at the end of the year, but who were some of the vets that you thought were going to be those guys that could fill that role?
The hanger stake. This is one that's tough. Tough, mutually guarded interest with Patrick Kane and his future in Detroit. It's pretty noncommittal. They both enjoyed last year, but
yeah,
there's really still a bunch that's going to go into this offseason. And Iserman talked about it. They're finally, as he put it, a cap team. They have to be mindful of the cap once they pay Raymond, once they pay Seider. Call up a couple guys, and then they might not have as much money. They're going to have to make tough decisions this offseason.
Yeah, and same thing with Kane. Mentioned it last week when we heard his comments What does he want at this point in his career? Is it a payday? Because there's a lot of teams around the league that would probably pay him more than the Wings would. Is it a chance at a cup? Because there's other teams around the league that have a better chance next year of going to the Stanley Cup. He'd take less in this scenario to be able to get to another cup. Or is it to be a part of one of the original six that you might be able to, one, make the playoffs and then put together a run? What does he want? And that's where the decision becomes tough. And how do you work that formula?
This next one I call filet mignon. It's the headliner. It's maybe the choice cut of all choice cuts. This is about the playoffs. We could debate stakes later, John. This is about the playoffs. As Wojo says, the P word in Yzerman's expectations. Are the playoffs an expectation next season? I want your reaction coming up next. Both to is the filet mignon the best cut of meat, and what the hell is that? It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case can take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham & Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal, or even the Michigan Department of Treasury, whether personal income tax or business payroll taxes. You will need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random person that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
That's Steve Yzerman. I hope to, when asked if the playoffs are the expectation next season. John, would have killed him to say yes. They were a point out this year, and he earlier acknowledged, hey, we should have gotten more points while Larkin was hurt. Like, why would it be unreasonable to say, yes, I do expect to make the playoffs next season?
Well, it sounded and felt like there was a lot of squirming, so it might have actually killed him to say yes. That should be, okay, I understand that there are years where you look at your roster, you're at the beginning of a rebuild, or you're a year or two into it, and if you were to say the expectation is to make the playoffs, everyone would call BS.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I think the expectation should be making the playoffs. And I understand that that's putting some pressure on himself. It's putting the pressure on Derek Lalonde, on the team. But what's wrong with a little pressure and setting a standard and trying to meet that standard? That's where I maybe have a little bit of a problem. But I kind of, on the other side of that coin, is on the heels of what we heard about Patrick Kane. There are some decisions that he is going to have to make. Who do you bring up? How much do you pay Raymond? How much do you pay Sider? How much in a cap era of hockey? Like there are big decisions that have to be made.
And to that, I would say it's a good thing you have one of the best GMs in hockey ready to make those moves.
Right.
Steve, that's you. Can you act like that's you? That you're going to go, hey, because when I call up a couple kids next year, they're going to be ready because I drafted them, I scouted them, and they've been developing in my organization for 5 years. The idea would be, yes, this is a pivotal offseason. We may have to make some tough decisions. We may lose a guy because of cap reasons. But I trust myself and my management group that when we were 1 point away, I'm going to get us closer next season. We're going to be a playoff team. And if we're not, I'm disappointed. What's wrong with saying that? What's wrong with that? I mean, I know he wants to be methodical. He's been very conservative. He doesn't want to overpromise. I can understand and even respect some of those things. But who gets to set expectations? Because if it's management, you're incentivized to always keep expectations low. Right, because I can already hear next year, Jim, they didn't expect to make the playoffs. Jim, right. They didn't. Well, who's we, who's they? Like, fans have every right to expect to make the playoffs. 248-539-9797. Some ticket text coming in. You love that. So disappointed in Stevie Y, reads a ticket text. I'd hope to, in response to Wojo's question, what a wiener response, dude. You're officially on the hot seat next year.
That's a great text. Such an underutilized use of the term. I mean, there's so many great ways you could use that term. But it kind of does feel something I never thought, and I'm very reserved at saying this because I have so much respect for Steve Yzerman. It's a weak response.
Here's the deal. This is what happens when the legend of all legends in all of our lives in this sports town, seriously, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not he's over Barry because he won. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you put this guy in this position, and after 5 years, whatever, you don't win. You don't even make the playoffs. And I think he's being genuine with his answer.
I do, too.
And that's the thing is, so what do you want? Do you want honesty? Or do you want...
But false hope.
I want the truth to be that they are going to be a playoff team next year. I want him to believe that. If he doesn't, fine, be honest with me. Don't pacify me. But that does become concerning that he doesn't feel that way, right? There was no follow-up, but I would say, what's holding you back from expecting this to be a playoff team? And I don't know if we'll check in with him this offseason, but it'd be a fascinating answer. What is holding you back from more than hope?
All right. We're programmed in sports, for the most part, with GMs to... make a team a winner in 5 years. Make a team a playoff team within 5 years. If you don't, you're fired. And
he's going to get more time than the average person.
And he should because he had to gut before he started cleaning up. And that to me, he got definitely 1 year free pass. I have zero doubt they have the right guy in place. But eventually, there has to be a standard. And I think that's what you're saying this morning.
Ticket texters, the soundbite from Yzerman was embarrassing and pure cringe. A man who led this team through the glory years as a player is now claiming after 5 years of being a GM, he, quote, just hopes to make the playoffs. Come on, man. Text ends with two words, fire Yzerman. We're not firing Yzerman today.
And let's not get carried away.
And I think if they miss the playoffs next year, I don't know that he's getting fired either, but I do think heat on the seat is the bare minimum 6 years in.
Well, and I think we'll have a good idea going into the season. With all of those decisions that he's talking about having to be made, what our expectations will be going into the season. Now, right now, as we sit coming off of this year where it was a battle at the end to find to get to that last playoff spot, we'll have a clear understanding of ourselves, fan expectations, when all of those decisions are made and we finally see this team on the ice.
He did offer a little more elaboration, too. So this whole answer wasn't just, I hope to. It continued, and he continued to use the word hope, but some of the rationale behind that.
So there's Yzerman.
So last mention on this. When we talk about all of those decisions that have to be made, and he talks about the cap and all that stuff, it's the same rules that everyone else is operating under. And we don't have that bona fide superstar. So it's not like we have somebody breaking the bank, and putting us in a bind in the salary cap. It's you've got to find a way to make it all work because other teams have.
We've got ticket text on this. We do want to talk a little Tigers. They took 2 of 3 over the weekend. Spencer Torkelson, a label for him, and it's not bust. We'll talk. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.